Mark Dawson was a lawyer with literary ambitions, but his attempts at novelistic success were all start and stop. That is, until he cracked the code of self-publishing in a big and profitable way. Mark's now a mega-successful author, with dozens of thrillers under his belt, hundreds of thousands of paying readers around the world, and a side business helping other writers achieve similar success. This is Eureka on Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Each week, we bring you one entrepreneur's story, the early inspirations, the struggles, and the path to success. This week, Mark tells his story.
My first proper career was as a lawyer, yeah. So I graduated 99, something around that time, and I moved down to London, worked for an international law firm. It was kind of what I ended up doing. I don't think I ever really wanted to be a lawyer, but I was quite attracted by the idea of making quite a lot of money fairly early on, which I did do, but it wasn't something that I always wanted to do. I think I always wanted to be a writer. I wrote my first book when I was about 14 years old, so I stayed behind after school, and one of the teachers there was very generous, stayed with me, let me use a computer, and I wrote like a 25,000 word novella, which was awful. I haven't got it anymore, thank God, but I think it was called The Planet Pirates. Yeah, so it was kind of sci-fi, which was what I was reading at the time. It was fun to do, but it was obviously the first thing that I ever did. I was young, so it was pretty turgid stuff, unfortunately. Coming to the office, I used to stay late and come into the office at the weekends, because this was before I even had a PC, so I'd use their IT stuff and would just write and write and write. And I did a short story and then sent it to an agent and said, would you be interested in anything else? And this is kind of not what you should do. Most agents won't even respond to those kinds of requests, but they liked what they saw and they said, look, have you got anything else? And I kind of foolishly said, yes, I'm just finishing actually a novel, which I hadn't even started yet. And so I kind of spent 3 months writing like crazy, coming home, I bought a PC, came home and started putting something together. And that turned out to be my first book. I took 6 months out to write a third novel, which was absolutely awful. And, you know, it was a question. I was trying to write for the market rather than write for myself, which I'll never do again. So that didn't work. But towards the end of that process, I saw an advert for what's called a classifier, or otherwise you could call it a censor, I suppose, at the British Board of Film Classification. And I've always loved film. I've always been big on film and TV and pop culture and that kind of stuff. And this seemed to me like the perfect job. So I applied for it. And because I wasn't desperate to get it, I think I was probably very confident. And it was very heavily oversubscribed. I mean, basically, it's a job to watch TV and films and get paid for it. So obviously, it's going to be popular. And me and eight others or seven others joined. And I was there for nearly 12 years. I stopped writing after the first two books kind of disappeared and didn't do so well. I found my enthusiasm waned quite a lot, so I actually stopped writing for 6 or 7 years. And it was only when a colleague at the BBFC told me that it was now possible to publish directly to the Kindle, which was how I started. He kind of opened my eyes to that, and I looked into it and realised that it was something that I could do, and it offered the things that I hadn't been able to achieve previously. So most importantly, direct contact to readers without any kind of intermediaries responsible for the success or failure of my career. So that was the impetus to do it. I just needed to get things like cover, get it professionally edited. So a friend of mine was a very talented artist. We actually painted the cover for me and we put that up. I got it edited, uploaded it all, and then let it go for about 6 months, and it was just kind of up there selling a few but not many. I don't know what I was expecting, whether it was just kind of suddenly magically appear in people's consciousnesses and they'd buy it, which obviously doesn't work like that. But the kind of the real light bulb moment for me was I used some free days. Amazon gives you the opportunity to give the book away for 5 days every 3 months if you're exclusive with them. And that sounded counterproductive and counterintuitive to me at the time. You know, I'd spent 2 years writing this book, I was going to give it away. But I tried it because I didn't really know what else to do. And I remember really vividly going, this was like August time in Wiltshire, and I'd gone for a ride in the country, and I'd stopped and just kind of got off the bike, took out my phone and had a signal. So I just thought, I'll just see how many downloads I've had over the weekend. And it was something like 50,000 over the weekend. And it was, obviously I hadn't made any money off the back of that, but these were 50,000 potential new readers that would otherwise never have come across me before. And so I realized at that point that this was potentially a really big opportunity, and I just needed to well, number one, write another book, and then number two, think of ways to start to connect with these potential new readers that I was getting. So I wrote a bit faster, so maybe a year I wrote it's a loose follow-up, not directly connected. A few characters appear in both books. It's called The Imposter, and then I moved down to Salisbury, where I live now, and that's 3 hours on a train each day, 90 minutes in, 90 minutes back again, which was the perfect writing time. Never had a better mobile office, really. Kind of get the laptop out, put some noise-cancelling headphones on, and I'm good to go. I spend quite a lot of money every year on Facebook ads, and it was something that I realized I'd started doing in 2014, and it was one of the accelerants that went from, you know, to really start propelling solid sales to really strong sales. And 2015 came around, and a few other authors realized that what I was doing and how successful it was, and they said, well, you should put a course together. And I thought about that, and it took me quite a lot of persuasion to do it, because I still consider myself to be a writer rather than a course guy. But I did lots of research, and I realized there was online courses is a really big industry now with loads of growth. It's a billion-dollar industry in the States. So I got together with a couple of friends who had left the BBFC previously. They've got a professional video production company. One of them is an ex-BBC journalist. So, and we're all good friends. We've got a really good collection of skills that complement each other very well. So we put together a course. I wrote it, presented it, I advertise it, they do all the production, website design, videos, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, we released it, when was it? June 2015 was the first time we released it. We've released it the third time right now. I'll just close the cart. It's not always open. We've got free stuff that we give away as well. And I think we've taught more than 10,000 authors how to use Facebook ads through our free training, and I think it's about 1,200 have taken the full paid premium course as well. So that's been remarkably successful. I'm very lucky to be able to do this. I've always wanted to be in this position. I'd still write if there was no prospect of anyone ever buying another of my books, because I love creating things and immersing myself in a world that I've created. I mean, before I was able to do this full time, I would commute from Salisbury to London, which often meant I wouldn't see my kids at all during the week. So these days I get up early, I can get the kids up, take them to nursery. I can then go into Salisbury and I can work in cafes, or I can go home. I love to run, so I'll go for a run at lunchtime, come back, do some more writing, do some the business side, which I also love. I'm very blessed to be able to do this. It's the absolute dream job for me, and to be paid very well for doing it as well is just the icing on the cake.
Mark Dawson there on his journey from lawyer to novelist to publishing sensation. Tune into Eureka number 6 next Friday. And of course, tune into The Entrepreneurs every Wednesday at 1900 London time. Next week, it's our first ever live recording of the show here at Midori House, so we hope you tune in. I'm Daniel Giacopelli, and I'll see you then.